A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Zayin, Erevin 77, pagination page 153. So 77A, Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, about 17 lines from the top. The first word on the line is the word Torah. That's a good place to start. Okay? Our topic over here continues on the theme of Erev Chatzeros. And as we mentioned yesterday, there needs to be an opening between the two yards in order to join them. If you have a wall in between them, or a ditch, which is effectively the same status, it forms a division between the yards. What we're saying is it doesn't matter whether you're going up 10 tefachim or you're going down 10 tefachim, but if there is this gap of 10 tefachim, around 40 inches, that's going to be a division, and unless you have a doorway, or as we mentioned yesterday, a window, these two yards are separate of each other. So the first thing is to clarify this concept of height and depth, and would there be any way to change it? We mentioned the concept of ladders if you're dealing with a height. We will mention the concept of filling in the ditch, or if you did fill in the ditch with something, what kind of something would make it considered filled in, and what kind of something is so temporary that we will still envision it as a ditch that goes down 10 tefachim and remains as a separation. For example, if you filled it with straw, which was something that they might take on Shabbos apparently, then it's considered a temporary fill. Whereas if you filled it with dirt, that would be considered an official fill. Even though if you analyzed it, you would see stone walls, 10 tefachim deep, and it's filled with dirt, but halachically we envision it as one, it's covered in, it's done, now it's level ground, even though it's different materials. So you would have to analyze whether the height is really there, as we've been doing, and likewise if the depth is really there. But assuming that you're dealing with a straightforward case, height or depth, the discussion of our Gemara is, are the parties of the adjoining yards allowed to use the height of the wall? In other words, I understand they're not allowed to transfer to the other yard, but are they allowed to take from the top of the wall and use it for themselves? And likewise, if there's this ditch which has fruit in it, are they allowed respectively to take fruit from that center area? I understand they can't put food into the other person's yard or take from there, but can they deal with the middle yard each for their own uses? And what we'll see is that yes, they could, unless the top of the wall or the ditch is more applicable to one of them. Give a quick example. If you have a slope and there's this ditch in between them, such that for the bottom people it's on eye level, it's like a cabinet, and for the top people they have to literally lean in order to use it, then this ditch becomes more applicable to the bottom people, and the top people cannot use it, and the bottom people could.
Use it as storage?
Use it during Shabbos.
So you put it, and then put you
in,
take it back.
Take out,
but
whatever
you
want to do.
If you put it, the other guy can't take it, because that would be transferring it over, right?
Oh, so now you're asking a separate question. Whenever you have a medium area, are you allowed to be tricky about it and put something there and then have someone else take it out? The answer generally to that is no. You have that case also by a makom p'tur, transferring from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Uvilvad, the Mishnah says, provided that you don't put it into the makom p'tur and then have the other person take it from there. It's just a trick of transfer that you're not allowed to do. But just keeping it simple, am I in the lower yard allowed to use that ditch? Is the upper guy allowed to use that ditch? If it's more applicable to you than it is to him, then we allocate it to you and he becomes forbidden in it. Likewise with a wall. If the wall is 10 tvachim high to one person and less than 10 tvachim to the other person, then the top of the wall is going to radiate, if you will. It's going to be considered applicable to the person to whom the height is more normal than to the person who it's less normal. Once it gets out of 10 tefachim, I don't believe there's any difference, even if it's more applicable. You know, to one person it's 11 tefachim, the other person it's 43 tefachim. I don't think halacha recognizes that difference. 10 tefachim is the number. I'm throwing it out there as an intriguing question, but I believe it depends totally on the halachic 10 tefachim demarcation. So let's see the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman, Kosel Shebin Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a wall between 2 yards, Tzidu Echad Gavo Asara Tefachim, on one side it's 10 tefachim high, V'tzidu Echad Shaval Aretz, and on the other side the wall is equal to the ground, meaning less than 10 tefachim, reasonable. Nosnim oso, we give it, lozesh shava la'oretz, to the person who's equal with the ground, on that side, mishem dahava lozeh tashmisha benachas, because for one person it's easy to use, v'lozeh tashmisha bekosheh, and to the other person it's hard to use. V'chol lozeh benachas v'lozeh bekosheh, and anybody, any case, where it's easy for one and hard to the other, nosnim oso lozeh tashmisha benachas, you have a logic, you have a rule, that you give it to the person to whom it's easy to use. Continues the Gemara. Amrav Shizvi, Amrav Nachman, Chorit Shabin Shnei Chatzeros. If you have a ditch between 2 yards, Tzidur Echad Amok Asara, one side is deep 10 tefachim, but Tzidur Echad Shaval Oretz, and on the other side, it's equal to the ground. This is what I'm describing, a slope. It's like an L. It's literally a cabinet to the bottom people. Nostim Osol Ezesh Shaval Oretz, you give it to the people that it's equal to the ground, because to one it's easy to use, and to the other it's hard to use. You see the word vichulhu and so on. You're supposed to fill in, the Gemara says, the rest of the logic, that any case where you have one easy and one hard, they didn't put in all the words, but you understand the formula. Utsrichi. And you need both cases. Di'iyashmin and kosel, if I was told a wall, mishum debi gavoa mishtamshi inchi, people reach up. Avacharitz ba'umkalo mishtamshi inchi, but deep, people don't do that. Think about in your home. How fast would you be to put something on a shelf? A little bit high. Yeah. How quick are you going to be to put something into a ditch? Not so quick. So I would think that you don't give it the status of Tashmisha Benachas because it's not easier to use it, significantly easier, because he's actually going to be reluctant to use it in such a case. Emalo, I would think that maybe a Charitz does not follow these rules at all. V'yashmina b'charitz, depth, Mishum delo ba'isa tashmashta. It's not nervous to use it, because the lower you go, the less it has to fall. Avakosa de ba'isa tashmashta. But if you put something high up, the usage is a fearful usage. It might fall. So I would think that you don't give it the status of tashmisha benachas, because it's not easier to use it, significantly easier, because he's actually going to be reluctant to use it in such a case. Emalo, I would think it doesn't follow these rules. Tsuricha, you need both cases. Again, you'll play with it. You'll figure out that had you known one rule, you wouldn't know the other rule. One final comment. We mentioned that if you would fill in the ditch, then sometimes some materials would be considered filled in, and sometimes some materials, they're not going to be considered filled in. So you have three basic categories. One is tevin vikash, straw, hay, those types of things, grain, where a person is allowed to take it. They used to make their bed out of straw. The next case would be ofar and sroros, dirt and pebbles, where it's part of making a landscape. It's part of the ground. And the third case is peros, fruit. And the question there is fruit considered a almost permanent storage house? Some say it only if it's the case of tevel, that it was untithed produce, so that on Shabbos it's not even available. But that would be the third category. Now, you may recall in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, where we talked about the height of a sukkah. So a sukkah can only be 20 amos tall. What happens if the sukkah is more than 20 amos tall? The distance from the ground to the schach is more than 20 amos. What you might want to do is fill in the bottom of the sukkah almost like a platform. You just keep filling in something until the distance between the ground and the ceiling is less than 20 amos.
So basically raise the floor.
Raise the floor, right? Some people raise the roof. We're raising the floor. How do you go about raising the floor? And the Gemara there as well had this discussion. What would need to be put in the floor that it's considered a bittul, that it's considered that you're nullifying it there, that you're intending it to stay there for a long time, for permanent, so to speak, in order that it should be, and the concepts would be similar in the way it's being analyzed. What's considered a permanent adjustment? Yashikoach, have a great day.